This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is a Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, man. Haima Black, live from Virgin Hotels for Dynasty Podcast. It is our first broadcast of 2017. I'm so excited about the night we have here. Sierra McKissick from AMFM, Lorena Cupcake from Do312, and we're starting the night with Air Credits, my old friends Steve Rydell and Clinton Sandifer. And we're going to check in with you guys in just a second, but I forgot, we got to give a shout out here. Lee Beat and the Beat family, they are big fans of Dynasty Podcast from Birmingham, UK.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is nuts, because all we talk about is Chicago on this podcast. So shout out Lee and the Beat family for watching. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but thanks, Lee.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all.
How are you guys doing?
Awesome, man. Good, man. How are you?
Yeah. Dude, I'm great. It's really nice to have you guys up here. Yeah, start the year with you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. You know, we kind of did something with the podcast in 2016 where we said, like, man, we've had so many of these awesome guests on a number of times, like, we should take a year where we, like, try to bring in some new faces, and we did that, and we brought in a bunch of great new guests last year that we'd never talked to, but there's something really cool about bringing you guys on, like, you know, like, bringing on some old friends. It's like finding an old coat that you're like, this fits really well.
It's old guests, but it's also, like, a new guest, because it's a totally new band.
Because it's a new band we've never had Air Credits on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So right on, man. How was 2016 for you guys? Together, separately?
Creatively, it was awesome. Yeah, like, this was a totally unexpected thing for me. I definitely didn't plan for this new band to happen. But, I'm super stoked on it. Creatively, I feel like I've, like, grown a whole lot through working with Steve and Aaron. And, I don't know, I'm just, like, I'm charged, man, like, even, like, to this date now, like, working on the new material, I'm just, like, I'm so charged on it. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't really have any semblance of a plan when we started recording last March. But it came together, like, real nicely. Like, you know, made a record, made a bunch of songs, tried to figure out which ones would be on the record, got, like, some fall tour dates lined up, and, like, really, you know, honed the show on the road so that, you know, by, like, New Year's Eve of this year, and then just last weekend when we were up in Minneapolis to play at First Avenue, like, the show was the best it could have been.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the show. Super, super proud of the show. It was really cool to be able to, like, groom the music and the live show simultaneously. And that's what we did. Like, with the first three songs that we made together, we were already performing them, like,
within
a week.
Yeah, well, that was an age-old trick of, like, booking a show and then being like, all right, well, I guess we got to make some songs since we got this show coming up.
Yeah. And that's so smart, though. Sometimes that's the only way you work, or at least for me, it's like, if I don't agree to actually do this and put a date in my calendar, then I'm going to be like, yeah, we'll do it 5 years from now.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing like a deadline.
Exactly. So I want to ask a lot of questions about, like, how this started, all these kind of things, but let's talk about the live show for a second, because I was at the New Year's Eve event. You guys were on the bill with Celine Dion. You guys, I think, both separately did your own things as Hood Internet and Show You Suck. Like, and the live show blew me away. It was so cool. It
Thanks,
was like
man.
Such a production. Like, how did that come together? Because it's not just like, it doesn't look like, oh, okay, there's a Hood Internet and, like, you know, Show You Suck standing in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a totally different thing.
You know, we really wanted it to, like, feel like something new. And it is, you know, to some degree, like a DJ and an MC, but, you know, I'm sort of, I'm back there running the music and, like, kind of coordinating the light show to really kind of, like, both mood-wise and, you know, like, timing-wise, syncopation-wise, like, really just make the music and the, you know, the whole live experience, like, hit a lot harder. And Clinton is always, you know, like, and this is, like, a Show You Suck thing as well, but what, you know, like, lyrics that might be delivered, you know, kind of, like, a little more softly on the record will be, like, much more fierce live. So
it's a lot of energy.
Live show's intense, and I mean that in, like, the best way.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really, man, it feels really cool to do it, especially with, like, the double mic I handle two mics at once. It's like I don't know. It feels so much not like it's like the just to show you suck sets are bad or to this day by any means. But it's definitely it's a different.
It's a feeling. Totally different thing. Anybody who's seen either of you perform is like I've seen both of you guys individually, obviously a number of times, and like. Yeah, it's a totally different thing. The stage was all dark. You had like some light up neon like diamonds or
yeah, some LED diamonds.
Yeah. Cuz why not? Yeah. So let's kind of go into the origins of the project. Cuz I think obviously anybody who's even been in Chicago music for a minute knows about Hood Internet, knows about Show You Suck. And it's not a surprise the two of you guys know each other obviously, but like how did this project actually come together where you guys decided to collaborate not just on a one off? But I'm like a real project.
We sort of talked about, I mean, we have some things like Show You Suck is on the Hood Internet record that came out in 2012.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was the first thing.
Produced one of the tracks on the Dude Bro EP for Show You Suck. You know, got some remixes in there too. Like we've collaborated back and forth on, you know, like we did the EP when we went to tour Europe with Psalm 1. There was lots of like little bits, but I had sort of been like, you know, kind of late 2015, we had talked about this idea about like, what if we like kind of started on a project and gave it like a new name and, you know, like we didn't really know like what the sort of lyrical contents or like the vibe at all would be. Yeah. It was just an idea about like starting something new with a new name. Yeah. And then we, you know, we did the thing last March where we had a couple of shows booked with Tobacco, like I mentioned, and we just kind of got into recording, like kind of ran through some stuff I'd been thinking about sampling or like some kind of works in progress, and it just developed into like a kind of 2 to 3 to 4 day a week like work ethic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Clint would come over, and we would just start recording at the studio in my apartment for, you know, most of the day.
Yep.
And we did that for about 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it's definitely that's my commitment. Favorite way to work. Yeah, it's definitely my favorite way to work. Like during the day and like a good work day of recording, I think is very relaxing for me, and like I like to work fast but like on our own time, you know.
So I mean, and there probably wasn't a lot of apprehension on either of your ends of like, oh man, I'm gonna waste my time working with this person, like,
nah,
I'm gonna flake out
because nah, not at all,
you know. But you know how that can be, like when you start with a new project or somebody you haven't worked with, you're like, is this gonna work, is this person gonna like dip in 2 weeks, like. And that kind of thing sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, man, like, I knew a time when I was working with Steve. Working with Steve has always been a huge pleasure. But, you know, more importantly, I feel like we have similar tastes in a lot of things. And,
yeah.
You know, and I'm big on references.
Right.
And I can drop a reference on Steve, and he knows exactly what the hell I'm talking about. So it works perfectly.
We mostly, when we're in the tour van, we mostly talk about memes.
Yeah. I would guess memes.
That's pretty much
Elf.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of Elf on the album, which I was like, that makes sense. I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah, yeah. There's still some like Show You Suck like
right.
references even in the air credits.
Yeah, album. It really to me this record that we made or the songs that we decided on really feel like this, you know, intersection of like Show You Suck and the Hood Internet, but also this very very new air credits stuff.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, I don't know, it's almost like the mixtape. I mean, I don't even know how to classify a collection of songs anymore, but
yeah.
It feels kind of like the mixtape, you know. But to me,
it's like, it doesn't sound like if somebody just said, like, oh, it's a Show You Suck project on top of Hood Internet, which I think, like, oh, it's Show You Suck rapping over probably, like, you know, Phoenix mashed with R. Kelly.
And it could have been that.
It's
it,
like,
it could have been that.
But it's all original content. It's all original productions.
Well, there's plenty of samples on there.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. We're still sampling
album.
Like crazy. No, not
nah.
at all.
Yeah. So that started in 2016, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, March.
And then you released the album by October.
Yeah.
That's a really quick turnaround time.
Yeah, we finished it up in August. And we had a show down in Nashville, so we went down a few days early and we mixed it with Greg G Ball Majors, who used to be here in Chicago, but he moved down to Nashville and is running a studio out of there nowadays. So
nice.
Yeah, we mixed the album in 3 days and then kind of sat with it for a little while, got it mastered, and we had planned for it to come out like around late October, and the tour dates with the like the fall tour dates just happened to kind of line up perfectly around that.
Mm-hmm.
And how was the tour? Because again, you guys are comfortable with each other, you know each other, so that probably makes it
It was more awesome, pleasant. Man. It was so rad.
We had a ton of test dates, just kind of mostly driving around the Midwest. We had like one trip out to Brooklyn Bowl and back. Mm-hmm. But then when we got in the van with Sims from Doomtree and his mm-hmm. crew, that was like, you know, kind of the big fall tour in November and December. Mm-hmm. And those guys are all super cool, like really rad crew, easy people to be with.
Absolutely.
To me, like, I would imagine the two of you getting to finally, like, work together in a concrete, confirmed, full-length project like this, that's kind of like when you see, like, James Franco and Seth Rogen do a project, you're like, I bet that was easy. I bet that was fun. Like, those two aren't, like, you know.
It was definitely fun. It wasn't always easy. Like, we made a bunch of stuff that we had to, like, whittle down. Like, we did it really? Old school, like, making albums.
Like, how much material did you end up with that, like, didn't end up on the record?
Oh, man.
I want to say there's about 20 scraps. Some are full songs, some are not.
Definitely.
Some of those, we're going to try to put some of those out in some capacity this year.
And a lot of the songs that didn't make the album, it's not that they weren't good enough to make the album. A lot of them were just projects in themselves.
Right.
So there's a lot of songs that are just, like, that I feel that are even bigger songs than the ones that are on broadcasted, you know, that we just didn't really have the time to finish, or I didn't, you know, the vision wasn't fully recognized for them yet. So,
well, and no doubt you guys will be releasing more. I mean, is the door open for more air credits specifically, not just like Show You Suck on the Internet?
Oh, yeah. We started on a air credits project with Sims.
Okay. Yeah.
Last week he came down to Chicago and we just recorded for a week and jammed out a really, really awesome project. And aside from the next air credits project.
Yeah. Yeah, we might have, like, three different projects coming out this year as air credits. And
really?
Now I think that, yeah, like, one of kind of, like I mentioned, the leftover stuff from the record that we like but didn't just have a home on the broadcasted album, the project with Sims, and then probably something, like, all together after that.
Wow. So it's like, and I know, Steve, you have the new Hood Internet mixtape dropping in March, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Air Horn.
Yeah, that's the 10th anniversary. Beer. mixtape number 10, the 10th anniversary of Hood Internet is this March, so we're going to put out
kind of a
very lengthy mixtape. This is going to be a longer jam.
That's wild. 10 mixtapes.
So tight.
Man,
it's like, I just think back to first hearing that R. Kelly Broken Social Scene. Was that the first one?
It was among the first. It was really the one that kind of got it launched.
That was the one that broke you guys out.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing that and just being like, holy shit, this is brilliant. It was like that, and then going way back to date me, it's like the Flostradamus mash of Twista, like Overnight Celebrity, Sigur Rós.
Yeah. Classic.
Do you remember that? Like,
absolutely. That was on their MySpace page.
It was on their MySpace. Now, like, it's the Floss thing is so different than that. But it's like, those are like such early mashes, and like when they came out, it's just like, oh, it was so radical.
Yeah.
The internet was like super ready to hear that kind of stuff.
It was, yeah.
You know, a decade ago.
Man, I was a little fan, like, eating all that stuff up. It was crazy to be, like, in the mix of it now. It's so crazy.
Do you have ideas of what some of the mashes are for the 10th tape?
Well, it's going to be... I think there's going to be, like, a couple things that come out. There's going to be one long, like, kind of best of, like, retrospective of the last 10 years of Hood Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, like... kind of a different mix that might not get released in March, but like kind of soon in the spring, that it's more of like a little journey through hip hop where some of the lyrics are what make the connections.
Okay.
That one's not quite done yet, so maybe I shouldn't speak on it.
But I mean, it sounds like you guys have like a really busy year. Clinton, what about for you? Like, what's on deck for Show You Suck and anything else that we might have?
I still got some songs, in the tuck that I haven't released yet for maybe another pizza party project.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I'm out here. Show You Suck has not stopped. I'm headlining at Sub T on the 27th of this month, next Friday.
Yeah.
With the Rapper Chicks and Joseph Chillums.
And Rapper Chicks is another group that you guys are both really well acquainted with and have done a lot of collabs with.
Psalm and Angelina.
Absolutely. And Psalm 1 is like, she's such a presence. She's like so, you know, she's got the Do Through and Two thing, which we'll probably talk with Lorena about. But like, she's just so active.
Yeah,
you know what
legit.
I mean?
Yep, yeah. She's a seasoned veteran, been in the game a long time, and just keeps working.
Legit.
She made a triple album last year.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
That's wild. So for you guys, like, I mean, kind of on that note, you guys have been around the block. You've done this. Like, how long have you guys been making music, like, quote-unquote professionally, or, like, on the level where, like, people are aware of Hood Internet, Show You Suck?
I guess really me has been since 2012, I guess. 2012?
Yeah, maybe. Somewhere.
Yeah, I guess 2012, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been... Hood Internet got started about, you know, 10 years ago, so
yeah.
it's the decade for me.
That's wild, though. So, like, especially in, like, I was going to say the blog age, but we're not even in the blog age anymore, like, the mm-hmm. post-blog age, but you know this, like, acts just, like, get cycled through
yeah.
so quickly, and mm-hmm. somebody would be, like, a hyped-up darling on whatever festival circuit or whatever, like, you know, kind of indie promo thing, and then, like, 3 months later, you're like, oh, yeah, remember that? Like, what have you guys learned over the course of having done this for now, like, a good amount of time and becoming veterans?
It's funny. We were just talking about Psalm 1 and how she keeps working and keeps releasing music. I mean, the simple act of, like, you know, continuing to work and continuing to make new stuff
yep.
and keep, you know, releasing it and putting it out there, like, people that are your fans want that to keep coming from you, you know?
Right.
They don't make, like, you know... No disrespect to any band that, like, takes a 3-4 year break to, like, really focus on what their next record is. But, mm-hmm. you know, people do kind of get forgetful. And they're like, oh, yeah, remember that band? On to the next one.
Man, I wish I remembered which act it was. Like, some music publication on Twitter was like, the long wait for so-and-so's new music is finally over. And I was like, their album dropped in August. Like... Like, that's not a long one, but now you're right. Like, and I always use this example. I think back to the 90s when I was a, like, grunge kid, and Nine Inch Nails put out the Downward Spiral in 1994 and
yeah,
the Fragile in 1999. That was, like, a almost 7 year break.
Oh.
And we just thought, like, I'll just wait for new
Nine
Inch
Nails. Yeah, that's just how it was.
That's just how it was. But
yeah,
now
yeah.
it's like, if Drake went 7 years without releasing an album, people would send a search party.
But I think, for me, I feel like the important part is... Not necessarily the releasing of the art, but more so, I just always need to be making something.
Right, yeah.
I just always have to be making something. And I'm stoked that Steve feels the same way about it, because we can just get down and make tons of stuff.
Right? Well, yeah. You guys have the work ethic.
Yeah.
You got the work ethic, and you both enjoy it.
If you make it, I just feel like if you, when you make things, that's you putting, like, your... positive energy out into the universe, and as much good energy you put out to the universe, good things will come back to you. So I just feel like as long as we're making stuff that we enjoy and that we love, like, opportunities and rad things are going to come. We just got to make stuff.
You guys, you got the energy, you've got that positivity, you've got, like, that fun and infectiousness that people want to be around, and it shows at the live sets as well. So, like, I'm really glad to see good things happening for both of you guys, especially together. That's awesome.
Thanks, man. It's going to get cooler, too. Like, if you came to the first round of Air Credit shows, like, it's going to grow with the music. Like, we're, like, going to take you on a ride. It's going to get really, really cool. So,
man, I love it. Clinton Sandifer, Show You Suck, and Steve Slee from the Hood Internet, man. Like I said, you guys are old friends. You're family on this podcast.
Hey, man, thank you.
It's all Olive Garden
nice
here. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm
bringing out the breadsticks right now.
What's your favorite soup?
Yeah, man. Thank you guys so much for coming up, though. Like,
thanks.
It's always a blast to talk to you guys. Let's not wait this long again, because it's been a little while. And really, like...
Our next record comes out in 6 years. We'll talk to you then.
Yeah. 6 years later, yeah. I'll still be doing this, I bet.
Oh, you got to talk about the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
I have a TV show premiering in February with JBTV. It's called Good Luck Hunting.
That's huge.
Yeah. I'm super stoked on it. It's a big weird thing.
Are you working with, like, Greg and Jerry and...
Those dudes are so rad. They just gave me free reign. It was pretty much like, you can do whatever you want.
That's awesome. What's like? What can you tell us? What, like, the show's about?
For me, it's a forever changing format. But for the time being, it's like a visual magazine. It's like if you came over and sat on the couch with me at my house, and, like, I showed you the stuff that I watch on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, so, yeah, a lot of it is stuff that I found out on YouTube that I dig a lot. A lot of the stuff is stuff that, you know, that
is it
that
we like made. The Beavis and Butthead kind of thing where they would watch
Liquid
the
Television.
Oh man, Liquid Television, you're bringing it back.
Yeah.
Today's kids will never know.
And for me, this is my way of like, I want someone to just stumble upon this show and be like, yo, what is this? And find out about all this cool stuff from it, you know?
Well, something that I think the internet's kind of killed is that like, nothing's really underground anymore. Nothing's weird. But like, as a kid, if you like stumbled upon something like weird on MTV at like 3:45 in the morning,
this is what this
it might
is.
Be like weird.
This is what this show is. This is for that, to be watched at a weird time and find out about
like,
so much cool stuff.
Did I really watch that? Did that happen? Dude, that's awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, and that's why it's called Good Luck Hunting. It's about, you know, finding something weird and then figuring out where it came from, you know.
Right on. Well, dude, I can't wait to check it out. Let's talk about that when it happens.
Yeah.
And you guys know the door is always open. These mics are always on for you.
Thanks, man.
Dude, I love it. Show You Suck, Steve Sleeve. Thank you guys so much.
My dog.
Awesome. Air Credits. That's the project. Broadcast is the record. Check it out.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.